Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, with many of us remembering our deceased loved ones at events throughout November, the Galway Grief Cafe is ending the month with a number of gatherings this weekend, offering songs, stories and a sympathetic space. Drive Time's John Cook has been meeting some of those involved to find out more.
It was during COVID, during the dark times. My mum had passed away. I think it was a swirl of grief I was in.
Orla McGovern is sharing memories of her mother as we chat over tea in a Galway hotel.
Her name was Phil McGovern, originally Galwegian, but lived in Dublin all of her life. Mm-hmm. Had a very rich work life and a sparkly lady, you know.
Grieving your mum is a difficult thing for any of us. During the height of the pandemic, it was made even more complicated.
It felt like very surreal. I think the process of grieving and talking to people and neighbours and visiting her in hospital was very warped by COVID. We were lucky enough to be with her, myself and my partner, when she died. But there was a couple of weeks where she didn't really know what was going on and she was on her own and people were wearing masks and she didn't know what was happening with her. So I think it became very entangled with COVID and that whole lack of connection and communication. So
Galway's Grief Cafe was originally funded by the Irish Hospice Foundation as a pilot project arising out of the need for a space to grieve loved ones after the COVID pandemic. It's continued years on, facilitated by artist Joanne Webb.
It was an increasing number of people every week. A lot of it was word of mouth. And also for me, it felt really important that it was a space that people could pass by. So we had a big poster outside the door inviting people to come in with whatever they were carrying. So not just bereavement. I mean, we had people coming in who had job loss, relationship loss, community loss through isolation. Some people who had been unwell, many people who lost family members abroad. We all grieve differently and we need different things at different times. So it felt really important for me to have a space where people could come and be exactly as they were.
And it was quite emotional, I think, the first time I walked in. There was just
Orla McGovern was among the first of many to attend the Grief Cafe, which was originally based near Galway's Druid Theatre.
I'm even getting emotional thinking about it now. Just the sense of, I didn't know I was missing something until I was there.
What were you missing?
It was a sense of connection and I think release in the space that you were allowed to be, allowed to feel. Because you had to sort of steel up in those times as well and kind of get on with things. And everybody was going through something.
Did but you talk about your mum? Did you cry?
Look, sure, I'm always crying. Look,
that's okay.
Crying is great. I encourage crying at all times. Yes, I did. I did talk about my mum the times I was in there, but I didn't feel like I had to.
And if you wish to, you could sit down with somebody and be heard. Talk about your loved one or whatever you were carrying.
Here's facilitator Joanne Webb again.
It was also a space where we had a library with lots of different resources.
Mm-hmm. And you could have tea or coffee like we're sitting around here
exactly.
Having it right now. Yeah. Did some people sit and just stay quiet?
Some people came in and said nothing and left. Some people would stay for 2 or 3 hours with beautiful poetry on the walls, art materials. So just little ways of focusing. And I suppose for me, John, one of the big things is that there is very little space for us to grieve in this world. And there is so much to grieve in the world right now.
As the Grief Cafe hosts its November gatherings this evening and tomorrow at Galway Dance in Terryland, they're thankful to local sponsors and they're looking for a new venue to continue to provide a space to listen and grieve for anyone who needs it.
So I would have just basically brought what was necessary for what I would see the facilitation of people to be okay with their emotions and grief.
Joining our conversation over coffee with Orla and Joanne, personal coach Des Richmond spoke about the importance of emotional help and the need for more spaces like the Grief Cafe.
Which is just human connection, presence, an open heart and a listening ear. Just to be there with someone, to sit with them and really open-heartedly want to hear how they're doing.
You say you're a somatic trauma practitioner. But people told me you're a stand-up comedian as well. Do people get to laugh at the Grief Cafe or is it a very sad place?
Well, I'd say, you know, laughter can be an antidote to, you know, emotional weight. So personally, comedy comes through me as a way to support my well-being. Mm-hmm. We have such a range of emotions that sometimes grief can turn into laughter and laughter can turn into grief. For me, grief is the release of whatever emotional burdens we gathered throughout life. And in the cafe, you could have had people laughing, crying, any range, you know, which is fantastic to be able to see and to have a space for that could be facilitated.
Would you say the Grief Cafe has made a difference in your life, Orla?
Absolutely. One of the times I went into the cafe and I met a lady there who had also lost her mum about the same time, and we just kind of gravitated to each other. We don't know why, and we came from very different backgrounds, and we didn't say a huge amount. I was hosting a storytelling night, another community event later, and she came up to me, she gave me a big hug, and a friend of mine said, "Who's that? Is she a relative?" I said, "I can't remember her name." I said, "But I met her in the Grief Cafe," mm-hmm. and I was like, "That's enough. Enough said, you know." Just there was a connection that definitely happened in the Grief Cafe, just sitting beside somebody, knowing that they understand a little bit maybe of what you're going through is very helpful.
John Cook reporting from Galway's Grief Cafe, which has a Facebook page for further details. And if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in John's report, supports are available on rte.ie/helplines.